And nice to have from the Anglican Parish of Gosford, Father Rod Bower on the line. Rod, good morning.
Good morning.
It is a lovely day, but quite a deal of controversy on the Facebook page. And over the last week or so, scripture in schools has made the headlines again. A lot of people saying yes, a lot of people saying no. Do we need scripture in schools, in public schools in the first place?
Well, I think the first thing we have to recognise, Todd, is that this arrangement made perfect sense back in the 1880s when it was made. We were an extension of British society. There was an established church, and so it all just made sense. Of course, things have changed in incredible ways since then, and we are now more of an established secular society in which the church certainly continues to play an important role, but it's a very different dynamic. So this whole arrangement, I guess, needs to be rethought.
Well, I suppose if I think back to my childhood, thinking out as an adult now, and I attended scripture. Look, I'm agnostic, and I've been saying it all morning. I'm sitting square on the fence, so you know where I'm getting my splinters. I would have seen scripture as religious instruction more so than education on the different religions. Is this where we're going wrong in 2017?
I think that's part of the issue. Certainly, we need good general religious education. We're living in a multi-faith, multicultural society. So a good basic understanding of how other people think and what they believe is really important for us to live in a healthy society. So I'm a great supporter of good, solid, general religious education probably beginning in late primary, but certainly there are high school certificate subjects on this subject now. So I think that's a great thing for our society.
What a lot of people are saying, and I can understand it. Look, if you want scripture, if you want religious education, there are specialist schools. There are Catholic schools, there are Anglican schools, religious schools. It shouldn't be taught in public schools. I don't quite agree with that. I think that it is an educational subject that should be taught. Should it be ongoing? And do you also think there's a degree of fear amongst people about what their children may be taught? Because that's what we're hearing. People are saying, oh, I don't want my child radicalised into this or that. It does get very hazy, doesn't it?
Well, a special religious education is very different to general religious education. They're two totally different things. So general religious education is basically education about what's happening in the world and part of the reality in which we live. Special religious education is much more focused on a particular faith and even a particular denomination. And if you want your children to have that kind of education, then send them to a specialist school or take them to a place of worship. Take them to a mosque, a church, or a synagogue, if that's what you want for your children. Part of the problem, Todd, I think now is that special religious education is mostly, not exclusively, but mostly done by fairly conservative religious people. And that raises real issue for parents who have a certainly more secular view of the world or a more progressive view of the world. And certainly, if I still had young kids, I would be very anxious about them receiving special religious education from a person who was a conservative evangelical.
So what do we do? How do we fix the world on a Friday morning?
Well, I think Victoria have looked at this, and other states have looked at this one too. I really do think that special religious education needs to be looked at in a evidence-based way. So I think we need to do some more studies on this. There has been some reports come out, as you know, recently that I think start to lead us in a direction where we enter into a conversation with the churches and with the community about what the future might be on this issue. Now, of course, there are some wonderful people, really doing some wonderful work in schools. So I think we have to enter into a conversation with them as well. And I think it's going to take us some time to come to a position where we can see this issue clearly. It's a very emotive issue, as you've learned today, for people on both sides of the argument. So I think some real evidence-based studies that will help to inform us to make a decision for the future is really important now.
Rod, as a former wife of Rod Stewart once said, it won't happen overnight, but it will happen.
But so it will happen.
So I suppose there's no fast track. And I'm a believer that education on any subject is no load to carry. And you can understand that teachers are saying, well, look, we've got these other imposts. And we've reached a period in society where teachers are teaching discipline to children. They're being used as quasi-parents. So it is something that needs to take time and move through, but as we said, it won't happen overnight. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a wonderful weekend.
Pleasure. Thanks, Tom.
Makes a lot of sense, doesn't it, when you think about it? Anglican Parish of Gosford, Father Rod Bower.